You're listening to The Travel Planner Show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy.
For which we say thank you very much. We've got a good show for you today. I promise we're going to be going everywhere. By the way, we remind you to please check out our YouTube site. It's youtube.com/KevinAndSueTravel. 388,000 views now and climbing, and there's more videos to come. So while you're there, subscribe. It doesn't cost anything, and each time we put up a new video, then you'll get a little email and say, hey, check it out. Speaking of which, let's check out our first guest. He has not been with us for quite a while because he's never home. Please introduce
Clint Brownfield. Clint's a travel writer that we met a long time ago, from New York City. And this time he's going to talk about a visit to Telluride, Colorado and Dunton Hot Springs. We missed out on that trip, Kevin.
Yeah, we did. I could have been there right at the fireplace.
Welcome to the show, Clint.
Well, it's good to be here. We're having a solstice today in New York City. Are you having one out there?
We are.
Of course.
Well, in fact, it's celebrated right across the river at the Cahokia Mounds, the Monk's Mound, the largest earthen mound in the Americas. Quite a place to see.
Well, it's the longest day, so I have no excuse to not be productive today. So we'll start out being productive with you all. I just came back Tuesday night from a two-week trip. I was out in Missouri visiting my mother for a week and went to a wonderful wedding in Columbia, Missouri. I'd like to give a shout-out to the happy new couple, John and Melissa Miller. And then we had a family reunion down near St. James, Missouri, on ground that was deeded to my mother's side of the family in the 1820s by Andrew Jackson.
Wow.
On a sheepskin. That ground's still in the family, so we went down there. Then, I don't know, a week ago Tuesday, I flew from Kansas City to Denver to Montrose, California, to visit Telluride, Colorado for the first time in my life. I had heard about it, and I'm absolutely bowled over it. I'm delighted to talk about it today. While it's
Tell us exactly where Telluride is located in Colorado.
It's southwest Colorado, sort of down by, just a little bit up from the Four Corners region, Mesa Verde, Cortez. And everything that I'll be telling you about today is on their website. And I'd like to give that out now. It's
Telluride.
It's visittelluride.com. And all the hotels, all the dining places, all the attractions will be on that. The tourism people there are doing a wonderful job of publicizing the place. It's one of the premier ski resorts and then all-time year-round resorts in the world right now. It started out in the 1880s as a silver mining camp up on the mountain. And then our currency was based on silver. And everything was going great guns until, the 1890s, some Sharpies, I think, from the East Coast, had the government change our currency to be based on gold. So silver kind of went into a spiral after that. And Telluride was on the verge of becoming like a total ghost town in the early 1960s. And then some developers came in, and now it's one of the top tourist destinations for skiing and year-round travel in the world.
And now they also have an annual film festival there and bluegrass festival coming up?
They have festivals almost nonstop year-round. This weekend, if we have listeners in Colorado, the 35th annual Bluegrass Festival is going on this weekend. And they can jump on the website and probably snag a ticket, just drive on over. It's a wonderful bluegrass festival. Later on in the summer, I think in August, is the Telluride Film Festival, which is becoming one of the granddaddies of them all. Five out of the last six Best Picture winners for the Oscars, those films have premiered at the Telluride Film Festival, including this year's winner, which was, I think, 12 Years a Slave. They've premiered Slumdog Millionaire, The King's Speech. So if you want to see movies and the stars that are in them, head out to Telluride in August. Of course,
I was going to say, they do bring all the stars out as well. I can't remember who was the guy with the blonde wavy hair that was always ended up being a producer. He was always there, kind of made
Robert Redford.
Yes, thank you
very
much.
I think that was Sundance.
Was it?
Yes.
Well,
okay,
he's been seen at Telluride. Also, Brad Pitt was there this year. He produced or was one of the producers of 12 Years a Slave, which won Best Picture this year. So whatever year he was there with the movie, he was seen around town. George Clooney has been there. So if you like to see movie stars and in their natural habitat, go out to Telluride then. In the winter, of course, it's a top ski destination. There is hiking. The town only has about 3,000 permanent citizens. Telluride's in a box canyon, which is not at all claustrophobic. It's huge. And then at the end, there's Colorado's longest free-falling waterfall. Then there's another part of Telluride just up a little bit on the mountain called Mountain Village. It's a contemporary development with beautiful hotels.
What hotel did you stay at while you were there?
The first one was Element 52, which is down in Telluride. Element 52 is Tellurium. It's Telluride is a binary compound from tellurium. It's the 52nd element on the periodic chart. Now, that's about as scientific as I can ever get.
Okay.
So I stayed in Element 52. It's a condo development. Very nice. On the San Miguel River, which runs right through the town. The town's only about eight blocks wide and about 12 miles long. So you really don't need a car when you're there. You can certainly drive in and park it. But there's a free hop-on, hop-off jitney called the Galloping Goose, which is reminiscent of the old gasoline-powered railroad that they had in the 1880s, 1890s. The Galloping Goose is preserved outside the courthouse. Telluride's the county seat of San Miguel County. So you can see the original Galloping Goose there. You get a kick out of that.
Sounds like Telluride, a place you want to bring your camera, right?
Well, definitely. I mean, it's just absolutely gorgeous. I heard the terms for the first time in my life. 13ers and 14ers. These are mountains that are 13,000 feet in elevation and 14,000 feet in elevation. The place is surrounded by just gorgeous mountains, so definitely take your camera, take your easel, paint a little bit, do some sketching. I stayed at another wonderful place up in the mountain village called the Madeline. It's a full-service resort. George Clooney had been rumored to be spotted there. Did you all have a thing in St. Louis? Did you hear about last Friday? It was the strawberry moon.
Yes.
We were sitting under the strawberry moon watching Bret Michaels perform.
And Quiet Riot. And on that note, you know why I came out of rock and roll radio. When we come back, we're going to talk to you about what you had to eat, obviously, because that's one of my favorite things to do. And also see if he partook of the newest legalized form of entertainment, I guess you would call it, in Colorado. Our guest is Mr. Clint Brownfield. You're listening to the Travel Planners Radio Show. Email us anytime, kevinandsuetravel@yahoo.com. Send us a travel tip. We'll share it with the world and put your name on the radio. And, of course, we've got another couple hours to go, so grab a cup of coffee and stick around. I'm Kevin.
I'm Sue McCarthy.
This is the Travel Planners Radio Show, coming to you live on the Global American Broadcasting Network.